So what we have today is the Feast of the Most Holy Trinity. And I'm not going to try and explain it. So what I want to do instead is look at the experiential part of liturgical prayer that is our immersion in the life of the Trinity. It's not theory, it's practice. It's not analysis, but awareness and mindfulness and remembering and holding this in our hearts and minds. So, here's a couple things. What I'm going to do is just part is walk through the lead-in to the introductory rites and at least suggest how this whole thing might fit together during the Mass. So, how'd you get here today? Walk, drove, bus, whatever. Have you thought of it this way, though? The theological component is that our coming together today, right now, is a response to the summons of the Holy Spirit. Walking into church is a theological act. We could be aware of walking in and saying, how is the Spirit summoning me? What's that like? Oh, look, the Spirit has summoned others. Here we are. And from that forms the body of Christ in the world. That praise in the Spirit with the risen Christ to the Father. So it's not just as, we used to say a lot, we gather together, we gather ourselves. We are summoned and convoked by the Holy Spirit. Okay. Come into church, bless ourselves, and remember, we give ourselves a moment, how we're baptized into Christ. But notice it's Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. At the rite of acceptance we'll do in the fall, for those who have not been baptized, what we'll do is they knock at the door, they're brought in and stuff like that, and then among other things, there are prayers for them. And their sponsors, each of the sponsors, marks the person with the cross. Forehead, eyes, ears, mouth, shoulders, heart, hands, and feet. To claim the person for Christ. And in one sense, the little three crosses we make just before the gospel is a sign of that, but also our own sign of the cross, the number of times we do that, is a marker, an invitation to remember and become aware of how incorporation into Christ is incorporation into the Trinity, the life of the Trinity, in which we are immersed. So in just a moment, I'm going to invite you to stand, and we're going to practice. We're going to practice the introductory rites to see if it's possible to become aware of the movement of our actions and the meaning of our actions together. We're not going to do the whole darn Mass, otherwise we'd be here till Lord knows how long. Well, the first thing I want to say, before leading into that, is about standing. Standing, kneeling, sitting, everything we do has a theological component to it, has a meaning to it. And our standing signifies, at the beginning, the mystery of the body of Christ in the world that has been called together by the Spirit, standing to be in relationship to the One, to the Father, to the Lord, to the One who made us. It's relational. In Greek, the two words used for resurrection have to do with standing. The dead don't stand. That's why we put the white garment on them at baptism, because at baptism, as the person has died with Christ, they have risen with Christ, they stood up with Him. And for us to stand is not about let us stand and greet our celebrant. There's a story in Berkeley when I was there for theology. Guy came back from celebrating Mass in San Francisco over in the city and had this story about he was getting ready to walk in. He said, "Let us stand and greet our celebrant with holy hail, Holy Queen." He said, "I'm not going up there." That was the day. For me, it was that let us stand and greet our celebrant with joyful, joyful, we adore thee. I thought that was wonderful. Just wonderful. But that's not what it's about. It's about standing to signify the presence of the risen Christ. For Christ stood up from death. So we're going to practice that. And to stand and be in relationship. So I'm going to invite you to sing, "Holy God, We Praise Thy Name." Just very gently. And to see what it is to be in relationship, summoned by the Spirit, with the risen Christ, praising the Father. So, you ready? Dran, let's stand. All right. Just kind of land there for a second. Just stand in silence for a couple seconds. Remember, we're summoned by the Spirit. Here's the body of Christ in the world that's been baptized into Christ to give thanks and praise to the One. Holy God, we praise Thy name. Lord of all, we bow before Thee. All on earth, Thy Father. and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. May the grace and peace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the communion of the Holy Spirit, the love of God be with you all.
And with your spirit.
From here on, the body of Christ addresses Christ or the Father in the Spirit. We praise you, we glorify you, we adore you, we give you thanks. It's we. For you alone are the Holy One. You alone are the Lord. You alone are the Most High. See how relational that is? I invite you to be seated. So every time we stand, it manifests the risen Christ. When we sit, we are manifested disciples to learn. Go through the whole Mass to see how are we inserted in the life of the Trinity? How do we remember that? And so not just talk about the Trinity, but be immersed in the life of the Trinity here and as we're sent forth to the world. So let us call to mind how we can pray for ourselves, for the church, and for one another. As in a moment we'll take up our priestly ministry in common of interceding for the needs of the world, which is what the risen Christ does for us. We do that with Him.